We've had our days of decision, and we've sat back and taken them in stride. But few of us have really thought of indecision. And if there was some faint thought, we let it rise. As a God-fearing man, I believe in the pains of hell. And as a moderate sinner, I know I'll have to fail. But will I be in the same place down there with Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, and the ones who are torturing us today? In a land that's so big and beautiful, one that our forefathers died for to make our own. We are now pushed, badgered, and persecuted by evil politicians, even into the portals of our own homes. And when the history books are written, and we are long forgotten and gone, will the true patriots be included therein? Such national figures like Goldwater, Maddox, Wallace, Reagan, and our own Rurik and Perez will keep fighting on. Or will some politician's law be written in to make their fight one of scorn? Maybe yes, but when they face the big book, they'll wish they ne'er was born. They take our boys of every race to fight the communists in places like Laos and Vietnam, while over here they seem to protect the commies and persecute the people's rights and the clans. For they are the schemers who work together where lights are dim and take the white, the black, the yellow, the fight and die, and make their votes for them. Yes, I still get a tear in my eye and a lump in my throat when I hear America. But the tune is kind of rickety, like the wailing of a mother for a lost child. And again I'm beginning to hear the strains of Yankee Doodle and Dixie. I know that God will help the men who are fighting in the jungles of Vietnam, men of every race, and I believe there's a place with them in heaven for those who still fight here to save our face. For when the last trumpet is blown and we are called to go, and our maker we must face, the true hero's name will be branded in the book of gold, and the ones who are trading lives and feelings for votes will be banished from his place.